When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Lula da Silva, three times elected president of Brazil. Brazil, the second most populous state in the Americas, critical to understand the success of the 21st century is the success of Brazil. Lula da Silva, most recently in the news, not only because Xi Jinping was warmly welcomed in Brazil, but also because he made strides at the G20 to push himself forward as a leader of the Americas, perhaps a leader of the, used to be called, non-aligned world. Mary Anastasia O'Grady is here. She writes the Americas column for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. And we turn to Lula da Silva's plans for the future to be discerned in his diplomatic cleverness these last days. Mary, a very good evening to you. Lula da Silva associated when he was reelected for the third time with a 50-50 nation, much confrontation, some doubts. But now you educate me in the most recent column at the Journal that Lula da Silva sees himself as a global leader. How so? What is his presentation? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. In some ways, I would say Lula is a legend in his own mind. But Brazil has for a long time had this kind of dream of becoming the South American hegemon. It doesn't like U.S. leadership in the region, and it thinks that it's as big and strong as America, so we should get out and it should be able to call the shots. And of course, it is almost half the continent. It's a huge country. But in terms of its economic might and its moral authority in the world, it has a long way to go. And I think that was very much illustrated in the G20 meeting in Rio, where he tried to, G20, of course, is the 20 supposedly most important countries in the world getting together. And he tried to sort of take this important leadership position there. But as I mentioned in my column, while he's doing that, he's also implementing a lot of policies in Brazil that are going in the opposite direction for Brazil and for the continent.
I mentioned there were other events during these critical days of meeting, world leaders meeting. There was the APEC meeting in Lima, Peru. Xi Jinping was attendant of APEC and also G20 and also what you'd have to say is a warm reception by Brazil. What is it that Lula da Silva sees in Beijing that enhances Brazil and the Americas?
Well, I think there are two things. One is, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And since he's sort of raised on a very anti-American ideology, I mean, he was very... a big fan of Fidel Castro. As you mentioned, he was in favor of Brazil being a member of the non-aligned countries, which were countries that opposed the West through most of the 20th century. And so China is an ally to him because it is an opponent of the U.S. The other thing that he likes China for is that it buys a lot of Brazilian agriculture. And if President Trump decides to really go to war with China over its imports into the U.S. or its exports into the U.S., and China retaliates, which is to say that it tries to punish the U.S. in exchange, that will most definitely hit U.S. agricultural products, and in particular, soybeans. So there'll be high import tariffs on U.S. exports to China, and China will most likely turn to Brazil to make up for what it's not getting from the U.S. So that's a very exciting prospect for Lula.
You mentioned in your column, Mary, there are a lot of details here. The opinion Lula da Silva has of Mr. Maduro, the illegitimate boss in Venezuela. There have been events that say he supports the stolen election. Other events say he's distancing from Maduro himself. Is that purposeful to confuse everybody?
No, it's just inconvenient realities that he has to try to square. He wants to be on the side of the countries that support Maduro because, as I said before, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So the U.S. is against the Maduro stealing of the July 28th election. And so Lula wants to be on the other side of that. But he has a problem because domestically, inside Brazil, it's incredibly unpopular what he's doing by sort of giving rhetorical support to Venezuela and to Maduro. So he tries to distance himself and say, well, I'm not really in favor of them, but I am in favor of Maduro. And he's trying to square this circle, which is, of course, a complete contradiction. He did pair up with Colombia and Mexico in making sure that the Organization of American States could not vote to recognize the opposition victory on July 28th. But as I say, on the other hand, it's a very unpopular position at home, and he's a populist. So he needs to try to watch his numbers. And that means that every once in a while he pulls back and shows some opposition to what Maduro is doing.
In the meantime, I believe this is accurate. He's spending like a peronista. Is that a problem for Brazil to spend money that they don't necessarily have?
Oh, well, sure it is. I mean, you know, they still don't have the debt to GDP that we have and that gets countries in big trouble. But if he keeps going the way he's going, they're going to get there pretty fast. And of course, the U.S. dollar is a reserve currency. Brazil doesn't have that privilege. So what's happening is as he runs up large budget deficits, it's putting pressure on the real, the Brazilian currency. And when that happens, the central bank has to hike interest rates in order to anchor the currency so it doesn't just completely collapse. And that's what the bank's been doing. The current central banker is a very highly regarded banker by the name of Campos Neto. He will end his term at the end of December, and Lula is naming the new central banker. So we're going to see how independent the central bank is because, of course, the high interest rates punish small and medium-sized businesses and make it hard for the economy to grow.
President Biden stopped in Manaus, the Amazon, first president of the United States to visit the Amazon. I've noted since Lula da Silva returned, there have been many headlines suggesting that his administration is pro-Amazon rescue. Is that accurate, Mary?
Yes, they've always made the Amazon a political issue. The problem is there are 25 million Brazilians who live in the Amazon. And as we've written often, if they don't have a way to make a living, they're going to turn to chopping down trees and trying to farm and so forth. So if you want to save the Amazon, you need serious economic development there. And he has not been a steward of that initiative. Of course, Biden stopped there just because he wanted to be able to stand in the Amazon and pound the table about environmental and climate change issues. But it was really sort of a meaningless visit, apart from, you know, maybe he checked something off on his bucket list.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, Lula da Silva ambition.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.